Hello.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
I was pooping. Sorry. I had a experience this week. I don't want to say it's the grossest thing that's ever happened to me, but this was pretty fucking nasty.
Did you poop in your hand?
No. Not nasty like that. It was just, I walked into the gas station. I had to get some fucking coffee in the morning after work or whatever, you know. I walked into the gas station, and as I walked in, I was the only one there. It was early in the morning. This really large, disgusting woman who worked there was walking to the back. There was an alarm going off in the back, and she said, "Give me a minute. I got to cut up this pizza." Okay. So I got my coffee or whatever, and I went up and stood by the register. And by the time I had my coffee, there was another guy standing there waiting. We probably stood there for 5 minutes before this guy, he looked at his watch six times probably, and just bam, out the door, got in his car, and he squealed away. He was pissed off, late for work, didn't get to buy what he wanted to buy, whatever. So I probably waited another 5 minutes to pay for my coffee. The lady came out with an armful of pizza, and she started putting the pizza in the little roller thing, you know, like, and I'm standing at the fucking register just waiting, and she's putting this fucking pizza away. And as she's doing that, the phone starts ringing. So she finishes putting the pizza away, walks past me, walks around and answers the phone.
Black.
Hello. What?
Black.
No, that's the, I'll get to that in a second. She answers the phone and she's like, "Hello. Yeah, you need to get here. I'm sick." And then there was like a second or whatever. And she's like, "I was throwing up and I have diarrhea. You need to get here." And I had my card out to pay for my stuff. So I put my card back in my wallet and I reached through and I pulled out enough cash. Like, I'm like, "I don't want change back from you, lady. I don't want you to touch my card. I don't want none of that." Like, just slid the money across the counter, took my coffee, and I'm out. And my first thought was, okay, I'm going to turn this into a fucking guess the race and see if Doug can't guess the race of this lady. But it didn't work out that way. I just had to tell the story. I was so like skeeved out, like gross. Like, I just watched you finger all this fucking pizza that you put away and just gross.
Okay. So you remember the guy we used to work with, Willie?
Yes. Yes.
And how disgusting he was with his nasty hillbilly beard and the fucking deer blood and everything all over him.
Yes.
Okay. Him bending down to take a drink out of the drinking fountain and then coming up with the, because his beard would lay across the spigot or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or
it's a natural filter.
Eating a piece of this pizza. Which one is grosser?
God. I'm going to go with Pete. The diarrhea just really got me, man. She's like, "I was throwing up and diarrhea." You know, you shouldn't wash your hands.
Even if she, let me think.
There's no toilet paper thick enough in the world.
I was going to say, even if she just shit through her fingers, I would still be more grossed out by Willie. Like, Willie really? Was just a, yeah, like he was probably the grossest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my tongue up buttholes and I was grossed out, but
that's different though.
Is it?
Yes, of course it is.
It doesn't seem like it is. It seems like that should be considered gross.
Yes, it should, but it's not. There's a difference, you know. But
it doesn't make any sense, right?
No, it doesn't. Some things just don't make sense. But this lady was large, and I don't know if you know, I don't know how to describe it other than just say like retard lips. Do you know what like a retard?
What the fuck does that?
Like a retarded person has big fat lips, but like
black.
No, there, she was white, but like it's from like, like the like, I'm retarded. Like your lips stick out. I don't know how to explain it. Like your posture is bad. Your mouth posture is bad from being retarded. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of or made a connection that retards have like their own lips.
Do you know what I'm talking? Does no. it like, I don't know how to explain it. Like they stand with their mouth open, like they're mouth breathers, but like to the extreme. And it like, it's so bad that their lips look big. Maybe it's just me. Maybe.
Facial stereotypic movements and tardive dyskinesia in a mentally retarded population.
Tardive so, dyskinesia.
What you're talking about, I believe, is tardive dyskinesia.
Huh.
This inter and intra individual variability of the movement form characteristics of the lip and tongue stereotypic motions was higher with people with mental retardation.
Awesome. Yeah, she had mouth retardation.
That would suck to go through like whatever it is, the 8 years to become a scientist of school or whatever. And then you're just stuck in a room with retards measuring their lips.
What's your job? I measure retard lips. Oh, God. I don't understand how that connection works. Because I've always made that connection in my head, like the not big lips, because there's people with big lips that aren't retarded, but you can tell the way somebody's lips look, they look retarded. And I've
so it's not their lips then. It's not like the definition of their lips. It's their mouth.
Yeah.
Their mouth. Oh,
yeah. The way
that retard mouth.
Yeah. Retard mouth. Like you obviously breathe heavily with your mouth open all the time. Like that.
So the drool just kind of runs out like a gutter.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a good time. I was all the way like drinking my coffee. All I could think was like, she probably made this coffee. Like I'm sure she put the filter in the thing with her shitty hands and her fucking shit fingers got on the filter. And I hope that water is hot enough to disinfect all the shit out of her. Like the, out of the fill. I was just grossed out the whole time.
I'm curious why you would wait 10 minutes to pay for your coffee.
What else am I going to do?
You could have driven 5 minutes out of your way in any direction and save time.
Oh, there is a gas station, two gas stations directly across the street with one road in between, like a 2 minute walk across the street. I could have went over there and got gas, but I had already poured it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and you could leave it for the fucking retard mouth to, like, just set it on the counter.
What's a reasonable amount of time to wait to pay for something? 40 seconds?
No, like, realistically, not trying to be funny. I would say as soon as she said, I've got to go cut this pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't.
I assumed she would. I had to pour my coffee. And I had to look for the fucking sunflower seeds that I wanted. I would assume that I would be waiting maybe a minute after that. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like I was going in and out really fast. It was like, pour my coffee, get my seeds, and then walk up there. You know what I mean? But it was like,
which is fine. But
yeah,
how long does it take to cut a pizza?
I don't know. 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay. So that's how long you should wait. I mean, at 2 minutes into this transaction,
yeah.
Looking from the store you're at, you can see the storefront of another store.
Yeah.
You are far from pot committed in this. Like, you can go.
that's very true. But then I wouldn't have had the story. I wouldn't have had the ship finger story. And I knew there was a story for this retard.
Okay. So will you go back to that store?
Yes. I'm a creature of habit.
Okay. Will you take a picture of retard mouth so we can do it? I want to see it.
Possibly, yeah.
Just look at her and say, yeah. Can smile. You smile?
Smile big for the camera. Jingle my keys a little bit. I'm hoping she got fired. You don't ever say diarrhea in front of a customer. That's just customer service 101, isn't it?
Well, I haven't had a customer-facing job since I was 16, so you're asking the wrong guy. I would assume no, but depending on what I was doing, I wouldn't necessarily care.
You haven't had a customer-facing job, but you've dealt with people who have customer facing jobs, and you know how you want them to act.
Right. And I said, depending on the transaction, I don't know that I would care. I would be more concerned with the citizens of the county of the shit pizza than I would my coffee. As you said, chances are the bacteria, most of it anyway, got disinfected going through the
right
hot water.
Hot water. Right. I just felt bad for anybody that got that pizza. I don't know. I mean, I have to assume that she didn't wash her hands. And literally, she went back there shitting while she cut the pizza. She took the pizza into the bathroom with her while she was throwing up in the sink, shitting in the toilet, and cutting the pizza all at the same time.
I think you should file a complaint with the health department.
You think so?
Yeah,
doesn't
absolutely.
That seem like a bitch move?
No, fucking cutting pizza with poopy hands is a bitch move.
But I didn't actually get any pizza, so does it really affect me?
It could very well affect you.
I mean, yeah. Next time, if she's allowed to get away with it, what's her incentive to not shit all over the pizza?
No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, there's not very many things that I want to bring the government in on, but somebody shitting on my pizza is one of them.
So, okay. If there was like that, would you go back there ever again and get pizza from that gas station?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
so I worked at a KFC for, I don't know, like 3 months, a long time ago when I was like 16 years old. And they had a plumbing problem at this particular KFC. I'm sure I've told you before. I'm cooking chicken. There's a drain on the floor. I hear somebody flush the toilet and that water comes up out of that drain every single time. So I'm standing in, not a lot, but I mean, it's wet. The floor is wet, but not from anything that we dropped on the floor, but from the drain. Every time somebody flushes the bathroom, it comes up out of this drain. And I worked there for like 3 months, but I never stopped eating there after that. I still ate there. I mean,
okay. I worked in a meat processing plant for a couple years anyway. Mm-hmm. They made bologna.
Okay.
And there was a sewage backup. Like, I was working third shift and there was a sewage backup, and the department that I was working in was down in the basement level. And I think there was like 7 levels of this factory, okay. This plant. And I'm talking like 6-8 inches of shit.
Ugh.
Like the sewer backing up that deep.
Yeah.
And all the meat was in, like, they called them chillers, but
yeah.
I want to make sure not to get sued, you know?
So yeah.
I'm trying to.
I think chillers is a generic enough term.
So anyway, the sewer water backed up, and my initial thought was, fucking sweet, I get to go home.
Yeah.
And what it turns out is I get to put on long boots and go wade through the shit to throw away the bottom 2 layers of meat.
Oh my God. Only the bottom 2 layers?
Yes.
No. So anything that was hanging far enough above the shit water?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Is that even legal?
As I said.
Holy fuck.
You know what? On the way out of work that day, I still stopped at the meat market and took home a right, case of bologna.
Right. why is that? Why are we so stupid? Why would I go back there and buy pizza from shit hands again?
Why would you do it and why I would do it are two different things. I believe it's medicine.
Like you have a tummy ache and you need some shitty pizza.
No, like the more that I can ingest, the stronger I become. I'm like Thor with shit.
I can't really imagine you as like an old, frail person. You know what I mean? Like when you're in your 80s or whatever, like laying in your bed, just your arms are all frail and shit. I can't imagine that for you. I wonder if it's because you were just raised on shit, basically.
No, I'm sure that something inside of me will give out before my 80s.
Yeah.
it's not going to be, I'm not going to live to be old and frail. I may become frail quickly, but
what, okay. So realistically, what do you, I'm not even asked, this isn't a joke. How long do you think, like, you don't think you'll make it into your 80s? Do you think you'll make it into your 70s?
I'm thinking probably 65-ish, maybe.
Really?
Like, that's a good long run, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it depends on when you retire, because I'd give you 6 months after that.
Yeah, so that's usually the way it works. Unfortunately, I've worked myself into a situation where I believe I'm just going to work till I die.
Oh. Well, that's no good.
Well, I mean,
you should start contributing like 2% to your 401k.
Right.
Right. I mean, like 2% of Jeff Bezos' salary to your 401k.
I think what I would like to do is, and I don't want to do it here because it'll be a boring fucking conversation.
Yeah.
But I would like to have a boring fucking conversation about all of the life choices that I've made.
Okay.
And then just like tell people, okay, don't do this. And here's why. Like, here's where you're going to find yourself at as you get older if you make these stupid choices.
Can I tell you what I think is a, and maybe I'm just wrong about this, but this is one that stuck out to me. And it wasn't necessarily a choice like, I'm going to do this. It was, if you find yourself in any situation where you are frequenting a rent-a-center, I think that like you should use that as like a litmus test. Like if you've been through a rent-a-center more than once and like, ooh, God, I'm out of here. If you don't have that reaction to a rent-a-center, I think that you should start at that point and reassess everything from there instead of just
no.
moving forward from there. And you know what I mean? Because that's a stopgap kind of, I think.
No, that's an indicator. It's not a stopgap, but it's an indicator that you've made bad choices prior to that. I think maybe that's what you're saying, is like start with that and then work backwards from there.
Yeah, but start at that point, which I mean, that's what I mean by stopgap. Like, don't let it get past that point.
So if you're going to go to Rent-A-Center, make sure you get everything you want on the first time. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Yes, I think you're understanding perfectly.
Well, I think you're 100% fucking right. Like, I don't even know that that would have been one of my things that I talked about on my stupid podcast called Don't Do This.
Don't do this to me. I don't know why that sticks out to me. In my mind, that sticks out as like a, like to you, it was, you just kind of glossed over it. But to me, it's when you told that story or when we had that conversation about Rent-A-Center and your reaction to Rent-A-Center was like, eh, whatever, like that stuck in my brain as like a completely different mindset. You know what I mean?
I'm still like that. Like,
I know
there's times that I think about going there now, just like for old time's sakes,
just to look around.
I don't have room in my house for anything.
Right.
Like, I have to turn deliveries away. Like, yeah, I know we paid it, but just drop that off at the dump on your way by. We ain't got no place for it.
Save me some time and drop it off at the dump. Here's a bag to put it in.
But I still get the hankering of having black people deliver furniture to me. And I don't know how else to scratch that itch.
That's so awesome.
There was a, I don't even remember talking about it on the show. So I may have already shared this. There's been so many times that I went to Rent-A-Center. There was also another one. It was like the rich people's Rent-A-Center.
Is it like Aaron's or something?
Yeah. Aaron's. Yeah. The rich people's Rent-A-Center.
Never been to that one.
Okay. So it's the same class of people, the same. When I say background check, that is none.
Oh, yeah, like, of course.
And I think it's just a little more expensive. Other than that, it's just a nicer store. Like, there's a lot less roaches when they deliver stuff.
The couches don't come pre-installed with roaches.
But fuck, it wasn't uncommon for me. And to your point about making bad decisions, you know, we would move. No, we would get evicted.
Two different things.
I mean, not necessarily one comes, it's just one comes before the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But so we would get a new house and I would be like, okay, this is it. We're going to start fresh. Uh-huh. Okay. I don't want any old memories holding me back. I want to get rid of our couch that's paid off and everything. I don't want none of this shit. We're getting new shit.
Yep.
Only brand new shit in our new life.
Right.
And then like 2 months later, it's like, all right, we're bankrupt. They're coming to take everything that we own. Even on the surface, like it doesn't sound bad. And okay, one, I'm bad with money. Two, I have like, whatever, it doesn't matter. I can remember being in that situation like, so seriously, I can get this sectional with speakers. And a cooler and spinners for like it was never, I'm going to pay $7,000 for this. It was for $27 a week.
Right.
Like $27 a week. I mean, fuck, that just barely dips into my beer fund. And then it's like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to have this super cool fucking sectional with spinners. I need to have a hutch.
Right.
If I'm going to have a hutch, I got to have a PlayStation.
So before I knew anything about Rent-A-Center, I mean, I had heard that you can rent stuff to own. That's it. That's all I knew about it. I went in there and they had a PlayStation 2 and I didn't have one at the time. And I was like, huh, maybe I'll rent a PlayStation 2. And I asked them like what it was like. $18 a week or whatever. Like it was next to nothing to rent this PlayStation. I'm that's awesome. And then they were showing me the paperwork and it was $750, $800, or maybe it was even over $1,000 for a fucking PlayStation that was $300. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, wait, so I'm going to pay like $1,000 or whatever it is. And they're like, well, yeah, if you pay off the whole thing, but you can pay early and whatever. Like, okay, thank you. And I literally never went back. It didn't make sense to me.
What doesn't make sense is that you would take the time to read a contract when you could be home playing your PlayStation.
Weird. Okay. Okay. I don't know why. Like I said, I'm not sure why that's the one. You said something about bad choices, and that's not even necessarily like a choice that you made. It is, but it's not. It's that's the one that stuck out to me. And
no, like, it most definitely is. It most definitely is a choice. I like I said, I threw away a perfectly good couch because I wanted a new couch, but I couldn't afford a new couch.
Right.
And that's all that shit is to give the appearance that you are doing better than what you really are.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and I guess that plays into like even from a young age when we first moved out, like I don't want anybody at my house anyways. I don't want people to know that if I did have nice stuff, you wouldn't know. I don't want you to know. I don't want you to know if I have shitty stuff. You know what I mean?
No, maybe I said that wrong. It's not necessarily like for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily to impress other people as much as it was to maybe impress myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make yourself feel like you have more than you do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, fuck. Like for a brief second, as the black people are carrying my furniture in and I'm telling them, you put that there. Like,
yeah,
I'm in control of my life, baby.
Right. Chasing that feeling forever. It's like heroin.
Chasing the dragon.
Right. Nobody ever makes fucking movies about people getting black people to move their shit around for them. Don't you think that out of all of the like vices that you could have and all of the addictions that you could have, I feel like heroin addiction and alcoholism really steal the spotlight. Like, I feel like there's so many other addictions that like, no, people feel sorry for you if you're a heroin addict or if you're an alcoholic. They're like, oh, you don't have any control over it. But if you're addicted to like eating toilet paper or having black people move your shit, nobody feels sorry for you.
Oh, that'd be such an awesome addiction, though.
Really would.
I don't know that anybody feels sorry for heroin or alcohol. I think alcohol addiction is so prevalent.
Yeah.
That people just go, oh, like, good. I mean, oh,
okay.
Even in a professional setting at work,
yeah,
I am open. Like if they say, hey, we're all getting together after work for a few drinks.
Yeah.
No, I don't drink anymore. And they typically say why? And it's like,
none of your fucking business. Why?
No, I don't say that at all. I'm very open. Like I was training to go professional and then I decided to give it up. I can't handle my alcohol. And if you want me to drink with you, I'll probably end up fucking flipping a table over and punching you. Like I'm not a good person. Oh, okay, man.
All right. see you later.
we're going to get our martinis then. No, seriously. Hey, come here. I'll fuck you up. I'm telling you.
Just the thought of having a drink makes me want to punch you.
Heroin, I don't think anybody feels sorry for heroin addicts. They're just like, ew.
But they make movies about them and they make like I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but there's addictions that ruin people's lives and nobody gives a fuck and nobody feels sorry for them. Nobody like gives them any sympathy. But if your life is ruined by alcohol or heroin, people understand because, well, I've seen, you know, movies where the heroin addicts are, you know, or look at Kurt Cobain. He was so great. Heroin addict and whatever, you know what I mean? Like it's almost romanticized, you know. But any other addiction is like, just get over it, bitch. Quit letting it ruin your life, you know?
Yeah, I guess I understand where you're coming from. I just view it differently. I don't think anybody... That's not a fair statement. I don't think it's necessarily romanticized as much as you think it is.
Really? I don't know. Maybe romanticize isn't the right word, but there's no movies about how, like, if you're 500 pounds, there's no movies about how great of a person you are because you eat hot dogs, like 14 hot dogs a day or what, you know what I mean? Like,
you're hitting really fucking close to home. I mean,
they don't glorify fat people as like, wonderful. They glorify heroin as like this wonderful mind expanding thing. Imagine if like they made a Hollywood movie about somebody eating a hot dog and it expanded their mind.
Nobody, I've never heard anybody ever describe heroin as a mind opening thing. It numbs everything.
But if you watched a lot of the movies from the 80s and 90s, it was almost to the point of romanticizing heroin abuse.
I would say romanticizing cocaine. Like cocaine is probably the drug that is the most romantic.
Okay. We'll go with that one. That's fine. But like I said, they don't treat food addiction the same as heroin addiction or coke addiction or what, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just gluttony. Fat right. Fucks.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah, just stop eating, dummy. But they don't say, just stop doing heroin, dummy. They're like, oh, so he needs treatment.
Here's what I think that this is my true belief. It's because in my mind, it's not a real addiction. And which I one? Know you're the food one.
Oh.
And I know you're going to say like bullshit. It's proven. Yeah. And I'm going to say, I don't care. It doesn't change my mind. Science. Okay. Follow the science.
okay.
Like, I'll probably talk myself out of this. I think this is the first time I've ever vocalized this thought, but heroin has addictive chemicals in it. They latch onto your brain receptors. They open up your endorphins or whatever. I don't know science.
It's endorphins.
Yeah. Same with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
just like weed does not have any, what's the word we're talking about?
Addictive qualities.
Addictive. yeah. Weed does not have any addictive traits.
But your own argument, following the science, sugar is very addictive, physically addictive.
Yeah, I believe you can get addicted to sugar, just not food.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Huh. Or caffeine. Like caffeine doesn't count as food either.
Caffeine doesn't count as food. As long as you're not eating spoonfuls of sugar.
Okay. Is that a true statement that sugar is addictive the same way that nicotine and heroin is addictive?
I don't know about the same way, but it does something in your brain to make you want more sugar. Yes, absolutely.
No, that's different. Doing something in your brain to making you want more of it is different than getting physically ill by not getting it. Like if you don't get, if you're addicted to heroin and then you don't get any, you get physically ill.
Right.
Like you can die from not having it.
But that's not the addiction. That's something else. The addiction is
Not true. That's not true. That's part of the addiction. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If so, your brain wants more because it makes you feel better, but your body is telling you you have to have more.
Right.
Or you will die. Or at least it makes you think you will die if you don't get it.
Right.
That's different than sugar, which is just like, I like feeling up.
I think you're discounting the effects of sugar. If it was that simple, then we wouldn't have an obesity epidemic.
Not true at all. That is not true at all. In my mind, the obesity pandemic is more towards the food pyramid that they tricked us on than it is anything else.
I don't think so.
You're wrong.
Oh.
I bet you didn't look at it that way, did you?
No, I never do. I don't know. I think that you are, I don't know. I think sugar is physically addictive. I don't have any like studies or whatever to
back it up. No, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm saying it's not, it doesn't have as much of an addictive trait as say heroin or nicotine.
But does that matter?
Yes.
If it's very, very addictive, but there's something else that's more addictive.
No, I didn't say it was very, very addictive.
Oh, I did.
I just said it has some addictive traits. All right. Oh. I bet I can fucking look this up and find out on a scale of sugar to heroin where cigarettes fall.
Cigarettes to heroin. So even now,
experts agree. Sugar might be as addictive as cocaine. Addiction is a strong word not typically applied to sugar, but it can be very difficult to stop eating sugar. We reward children with it over the holidays or for a job well done in school.
Cool. That's fake news.
Our studies show that there are neurochemical changes in the brain that occur when we overeat sugar that are similar to what is seen with addictions to drugs like alcohol or morphine. Huh. Okay, so I rank it right up there with heroin and nicotine.
But that was kind of my point, was that sugar is addictive and nobody gives any sympathy to fatties who can't stop eating sugar.
Right, but like in my case, I didn't get fat because I'm addicted to sugar. I got fat because I like Braunschweiger.
It's the sugar in the Braunschweiger that you like. Trust me. Braunschweiger's fucking gross.
No. You've never had it right.
Oh, is that what it is?
You've never had Braunschweiger on a garlic butter Ritz cracker. God, that's good.
Is it? I mean, I haven't had that. So yes, you're right. Maybe I haven't had it right.
I hate this stupid fucking Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
It just set a reminder for Braunschweiger, and God, that's good.
So, at least you won't forget.
So I'm going to be in the middle of something like, God, that's good. What? You know, the Braunschweiger.
The Braunschweiger. Your Braunschweiger's done. Oh, shit. I think about getting rid of my fucking stupid smartwatch all the time. I think about, I just want to go back to a regular fucking watch. But then immediately I follow it up with, as I'm using my smartwatch, I'm like, I need to get rid of this thing. It's so convenient, but I hate it.
I've thought about getting rid of my phone.
Really? I thought about going back to a flip phone, but I don't know. It would be so hard just because I'm so addicted. It's horrible. I think, like I said, we were just talking about this. We've had access to all this technology for 15 years or whatever. I sometimes forget how I knew anything before I had, how did I have any idea what was going on in the world? I don't feel like I was missing out at that particular time. It's not like I look back and think, man, I didn't know anything. I don't think that at all, but well, I can never really articulate how I knew the stuff.
Well, think back to pre-phone, okay? Yeah. Even, I guess, pre-internet.
Yeah.
So I know that I would get Maxim delivered once a month.
Yep.
And I would get Playboy delivered once a month.
Okay.
And I would watch the news maybe once a month.
Okay.
And, you know, you sit down and watch the news, and they're like, here's all the reasons why America's good.
Yep.
And then you just listen to that for a little bit, and then you'd watch Survivor or whatever's on.
Yeah.
So that's how you learned what was going on.
So is it the fact that, like, there's really not a lot more going on? It's just like a 24-hour news cycle now when there wasn't before?
No, it's not even a 24-hour news cycle. It's like a 2-hour news cycle.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's – I think there's an old – I say old. There's a phrase that I heard somewhere, and it's not that there's more happening. It's just that it's being recorded.
Huh. So then what, how would we even go about, let's say we wanted to do an experiment, me and you together, do an experiment. Ooh, where we went.
Like college.
Right. So
I'm going to be two monkeys. Spoon.
What?
I'm going to be the big spoon.
Oh, I was thinking two monkeys in a room, but okay. You went with spoons. I went with monkeys. We're good. So how long do you think that you would be able to go reasonably? Like a week? No phone, no internet, no nothing.
Well,
other than work.
Oh,
because I mean, you have a job. You have to do your work. I mean,
yeah, I couldn't do it.
No,
because. So that means that we don't put out an episode or two episodes or three episodes, whatever. So we don't record.
Wait. Why? Oh, you mean like not using the internet at all even to record? Is that what you're saying?
I got to gather fucking topics to talk about.
That's what I'm saying. That's what like worries me is what would we talk about? That was my first thought is if neither one of us is up on any current events, isn't that sad? Isn't that like worse? Like if we went for a week without looking at our phone, we wouldn't be able to have a conversation. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know that's that we couldn't. I don't know that I would want to. Like
if I can't look at my phone, I don't want to talk to you.
No, I don't want to have a conversation about whatever fucking debate just happened or whatever.
Right.
So I'm not going to hear about black people overturning a fucking KFC because they ran out of chicken on the nightly news.
Okay. How about if we prepared for it in advance and we had topics ready? Is that cheating?
Okay. So if it wasn't for the show, how long could I go?
Yeah.
I feel like the first week would be damn near impossible, and then it would get easier.
Right.
So if I could go a week, I could go two, and if I could go two, I could go four.
Right. So is there a way that we could do the show, have topics, and have conversations without getting them immediately from the internet as they're happening. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't think so?
No, like we have to shut the internet off to our house, right?
Well, no, I'm not forcing this on my wife and kids. That would be shitty. All right. How about that? How about you can use the internet, but not on your phone?
Oh, okay.
Like you can be on a computer.
Yeah, I could do that right now.
Yeah. I think I could too, actually. How about a tablet? How about a tablet with 5G?
The only time I would really struggle, let's say that we couldn't use laptops. We had to have a desktop computer put in our house.
Right.
And if you wanted access to the internet, then you had to use the desktop computer.
Yeah.
And it's in the worst place in your house.
Right.
Like the most inconvenient place.
Sure.
Yeah. So the hardest part would be when I poop. That's when I get caught up on all my news.
You're going to be reading shampoo bottles.
Yeah. Only so many. Like you have no idea how many articles I pull that are, they come from me pooping. Like so, if I didn't have to poop, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
So our show is basically like your shit pizza.
Yes.
Gross.
If I ever find myself in a situation where I have to have a colostomy bag,
yeah,
show's over.
I mean, what if you get somebody to change your colostomy bag for you, and while they're changing it is when you pull articles?
Oh, well, okay. So, see, we got something to talk about other than me pooping.
No, this is great.
So, we already did this one.
You about you pooping.
Using your debit card on vacation.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I had a long drawn out scenario about where it's okay to use your food stamp card.
Oh, food stamps. Okay. Gotcha.
So have you spent much time on Twitter this last week?
A little bit.
All right. So Adam sent in this story, and I think it's been everywhere, but the Chick-fil-A customer who was called a racial slur on their ticket.
I did see that. Yeah. I can't remember what it said now.
Monkey.
There you go. I knew it was something stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid and it's fake outrage.
What do you think actually happened?
Well, when I read the story,
yeah,
you should be able to tell me what actually happened.
Okay.
A black Chick-fil-A customer who was left disgusted and humiliated,
of course,
after seeing what he had been called on his order ticket, has spoken out further about the incident. Over the weekend, it was reported that 52-year-old Marquise Van Zigo from Maryland visited his local La Plata Chick-fil-A branch to order some food.
Okay.
Speaking with an employee he described as a young white male at the drive-thru, he input his order of some chicken strips, fries, and an iced tea. In an interview, Van Zigo says that the order was given face-to-face, not over an intercom system. And when the employee asked for his name, the customer replied, Marquise.
Uh-huh.
However, after collecting his order, he was appalled what he saw on his ticket. When the guest name should be, he saw the word monkeys, which had long been a racial slur against black people.
Uh-huh. I already see what happened.
Right.
He said, uh-huh. And the guy heard monkeys.
No. So he pulled up. The young pimple-faced kid said, hello, sir. What would you like? And the guy went, oh, monkeys.
Okay, chicken.
Hey, how do you say chicken in eight?
So this guy couldn't put together that I said Marquise, he heard monkeys. Like he couldn't put that together in his brain?
Well, I mean.
Black.
So the story continues to go on. It was devastating, the monkey said.
I think we're overusing the word devastating.
It was devastating, Van Ziegel told NBC4. It just set me back years. As a black male, we've gone through a lot. And it's a constant reminder that just when you think you're healing from a situation, someone opens that wound back up.
What situation? What wound? What healing? What is even going on with this guy?
In a letter to the company, he explained that the name he provided was clearly communicated and even took to social media to share the moment he spoke to a woman claiming to be the store manager about the incident. In the clip, the woman apologized and said that his meal would be refunded. Here's four bananas, go away. In a second video, Van Ziegel records himself entering the restaurant, explaining that he wanted to confront the employee. However, he was told by the other staff on duty that he would not be able to do so. Elsewhere in his letter, Van Ziegel says he spoke to the branch owner, who allegedly explained that he would not be firing the employee because he was 17 years old and put down the name he thought he heard. To which Van Ziegel says he questioned the owner if he had ever heard of a human being named Monkey.
I've never heard of a human being named Marquise. But
I thought it was a car.
I don't know what kind of names your parents are giving you these days. What the fuck am I supposed to keep up on that?
Okay, so Laquan does okay. Like, that's normal.
Monkey, not so much.
There's conversation came to an end shortly after, and Van Ziegel still feeling not enough had been done. Speaking to Today about the pain he felt, he said,
oh God,
your heart has that little sting in it. That's what it felt like.
Maybe
he also revealed to NBC4 what he believes the punishment should be for the employee, saying,
God, come on.
I think the employee should have been terminated on the spot. It's unfortunate that he might end up losing his job, but that happens. He needs to learn from this.
But that happens. That stupid white boy needs to lose his job.
The upset customer doubled down on his comments to Today, explaining, I understand he's a young man. He's 17. He's still learning. But he also needs to know that there are consequences when you do things like that. Speaking about his own children, who are now adults, he says, I wasn't there for them to grow up, so I don't really.
That can't be real. That can't be real.
Now that they are adults, he says, when they did things, they had to deal with the consequences.
From their mama.
Or so I'm told.
Or so I'm told. I paid for them to deal with the consequences. Oh, God.
I think, if anything, this article highlights what I would consider one of the biggest problems in this country.
All right.
Is how quickly people pull out their phones to record an interaction.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had the inclination that, like, something happened to me, this person shouldn't make money anymore? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Really?
Like poop fingers?
I don't think so. I don't want shimp fingers to lose her job. I want her to be trained better to not shit all over the pizzas. But like, why should she lose her job?
Okay, I promise you there's a sign somewhere in that gas station that says don't shit on the pizza. And she clearly ignored it.
She couldn't see it over her lips. I don't know. The idea that
have you ever been beat up by a cop?
Beat up by a cop? No.
Yeah, it sucks. No. And there's nothing that you want more than for him not to get a paycheck for doing it.
That's different.
No. It's not.
It is.
You just said there's nothing anybody could do to make you not want them to get paid.
That's not what I said at all. I said, if your first inclination for any mistreatment or at all, like anything happens to you that makes you the slightest bit uncomfortable or anything, somebody needs to not have a job because of it. You're a bad person.
Okay.
Why is that our go-to? That's what I don't understand. Why is it our go-to? And why does this guy feel like he needs to punish this 17-year-old kid?
Because he said monkeys. Fuck.
Fair enough.
It's 2024. You know you are not allowed to say the word monkeys in front of black people.
Especially don't write it down. That's written. You don't have written proof. Come on.
I don't know.
It all just seems crazy to me. What's this kid supposed to do then? He hears you say monkey. Is he supposed to say, excuse me, did you say monkey? I've never heard of a human named monkey before.
Okay, so here's what I would do. Having, let's say that I give up my job and I decide I'm going to go work at Chick-fil-A to be the guy that takes orders.
Right.
And a black guy pulls up and I say, what's your name? And I swear I hear him say monkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to write an M and then some squiggles. And then just go on with my day.
Really? So now.
Or I would say, how do you spell that?
So now we have to specifically treat black people differently is what you're telling me.
Always.
Always. Like children.
No, you're telling me you don't treat black people differently. You're lying.
I don't treat them at all. I don't. On the rare occasion that I interact with black people, it's on the show.
Not in real life.
Do I treat them differently on this show?
I don't believe you that you don't work with any black people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. There is a black guy at my work. And when he walks by, I give him one of these. How you doing?
What up?
I do. What up though? There are a couple of black people at work, and I say hello to them just like I say hello to any white person.
Okay. When you walk into a gas station,
yeah,
and there's five white people standing around talking.
Yeah.
What do? You pay them no mind, right?
Right.
You pull up to a gas station.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've told me this off the air. If you can see in the store and there's more than three black people in there, you won't go in the store.
Right. That's just a judgment call that I make. I don't feel safe. my bike is in danger at all times.
I don't know if I can have it ready. There was a video. I'm going to see if I can find it. It was about a robot at Target. Did you see that?
No. Like taking over Target?
No. Okay, here it is. Robot follows black guy around Target. So they had like a loss prevention robot. Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
And it's, as everything claims to be now, they say it was trained through AI. So I guess the learning model was...
Black people bad.
Black people bad. But I'm going to try to play the video that you don't necessarily, if you're only listening to this, it's the audio that I care about. But
yeah,
he's recording and you can hear the robot going, threat detected, threat detected.
No, that is awesome. threat detected. Oh, that's great.
You know what? I'm not even going to play I'll just play the audio for a
minute. Okay.
Motherfucking robots is following me around now. Fucking ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. See him? I'm in the aisle doing my thing, and this motherfucking robot is following me the fuck around. Like, fucking robot is harassing me. Look. It's fucking ridiculous. Every fucking aisle I go down, this motherfucker's right here. Yo, this shit is really like really on some real bullshit. Has anybody ever seen this before? This fuck, you see what I'm saying? It's following me. This is crazy. Is it gonna? It's following me.
Caution hazard detected.
Caution hazard detected. And it speaks different languages. This is ridiculous, man. This is profiling.
This is profiling. He said, I'm nowhere near the bikes. So, don't you think if you were a guy that was like a robot engineer or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to build a loss prevention robot, your goal is to prevent loss, right? Stop people from stealing, right?
Yes.
Don't you think profiling is the best way to do that?
No.
Why?
I think what you do is you take all the documented cases of shoplifting that you have.
Yeah.
And then statistically break it down to what type of person is most likely to steal.
Yeah.
And then program your robot to specifically look for those types of people.
Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%.
You don't call it profiling.
Right. Good job. We call that engineering. We call that reverse engineering. If you're a black person that doesn't want to be profiled, shouldn't you be more concerned that, like, all of the, it's not racism if it's right, right? If all the bike thefts are from black people and we concentrate all our efforts in stopping white people from stealing bikes, our bike thefts aren't going to go down, right?
Okay, but let's pretend that you are a black person. And you are you right now, okay?
Yes.
And you and your wife switch places, so she's white, you're black.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you feel if you got off work, you go to Target, and this robot is just following you around only because you're black? Saying shitty. Hazard detected.
I would feel shitty.
Okay. So now you can, what's that thing, that emotion when you feel what other people feel or whatever?
Triumphant. I'm triumphant. I win. Did I win? So there's a difference between empathy. Feeling shitty. Okay, this robot is profiling me. There's a difference between making the connection that anybody who trained that robot is obviously racist against black people, or, man, my community sucks. Maybe we should change our ways. Maybe we shouldn't steal so many bikes.
That's a dumb fucking sentence.
Why?
You think that this poor bastard who just got off work has any sway in his community? Like, oh, my community sucks. You don't even know where he lives.
Nope. I sure don't think that. But I also think his first thought is always going to be racism, right?
Which it is racism.
Is it?
Yes.
If I'm not saying it's bad.
Hold on. You're associating the word racism with bad. So you're trying to defend it. It is racism.
No. I'm not associating with it. It's not racism. How? How is it racism?
Do you think that black people steal more than white people?
Yes.
So do you think white people are better because they steal less?
That's a totally separate question.
I really feel like it's connected.
But it's not. It's your robot is not making a judgment call. Your robot is processing the thefts and associating those thefts with who steals.
Your robot is responding to how you programmed it. Answer my question.
Yes.
Do you think that white people are better because they steal less?
Not just for that reason.
Yes or no? Do you think white people are better because they steal less?
Listen, if I program a robot to look at data, listen to me. If I program this robot to look at data and white people don't steal as much as black people, how is that racist? In what way is that connection ever made? We're literally looking at this steals, this doesn't steal. This is a threat. This isn't a threat.
Okay. I understand the point that you're making.
Yes.
My follow-up to that question.
Yes.
Is the one that steals worse than the one that doesn't steal?
Yes.
But you can't freely admit that when I say white and black.
No, I said, I did. I answered the question. I said, not just for that reason.
Okay. And racism is the belief that one race is better than another, right?
Yes.
And to connect all the dots now, you've just said, in your opinion, mm-hmm. which does not represent the opinion of Who's Right Podcast LLC or ArizonaBayCandy.com, in your opinion, the white race is better than the black race.
No. The white Let's race steals less bikes. We just buy our bikes. I understand the connections that you're making.
No. I'm just trying to get you to understand them.
No, I understand.
For some reason, you're pushing back, and I'm not trying to trap you into anything.
No. I'm not pushing back. Not at all. But you're making connections that are tenuous at best.
Cool. What's that mean?
Not supported by the evidence at best. The connections that you're making are not.
There's no correct. Evidence. There's no evidence needed for you to form an opinion.
Right.
Okay, and I asked you for your opinion. So therefore, I can't be tendonitis or whatever you said.
You sure can. You asked me for my opinion on two totally separate things.
It's
and
not
then
separate.
You connected
it's not,
those things.
And, no, it's not and separate.
They are.
It's a direct connection. One begots the other, which begots the other.
No.
Okay, let's start over. You can make this connection. We can build this bridge, man. We can get there. You and me together, we can do this.
Okay.
Do you think that black people steal more than white people?
Yes. Per okay. capita.
And without capita. Okay. Do you think that people that steal are worse than people that don't steal?
Yes.
Okay. So therefore, you've just said black people are worse than white people.
No.
You did.
I did not at all. You're making connections that are not there.
Do you think that black people steal more than white people?
Per capita, yes.
Do you think that people who steal are worse than people who don't steal?
Yes. All people who steal, even the white ones.
Yeah, but Ed, speaking just about race, you have already said that you think black people steal more than white people.
Yes, but I also think that the black people and white people who steal are equally as bad as each other. One is not more worse because of the color.
Right, but there's just more of the black ones.
Yes.
Okay. So talking about a black an entire race and boiling it down to their thieves.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, but all right. Yeah.
So you hate black people?
Just the thieves. Just the ones that steal bikes. Is there anything that white people steal in the same amount of numbers that black people steal bikes?
Movies.
Wait, like downloading movies?
Yeah.
Really?
That was really big in the 2000s.
You don't think black people know how to use computers?
You know what annoys me? And I don't know why this just came up. I know why it just came up, because instead of saying the 2000s, I was going to say in the aughts.
Ooh. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. But that annoys the shit out of me when people call 00s aughts.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
It why, just sounds one, stupid. Why is it called that? Because I know what like double aught buck.
Yeah, but that sounds dumb.
Double aught buck doesn't sound dumb. That sounds cool.
Does it?
That's what gangsters say. Double aught buck right in your fucking dome, bitch.
You're such a gangster.
But then using that in any other context sounds retarded.
Right. I think it sounds retarded in any context. Just say 2000s.
But what's that have to do with fucking buckshot? Why would you say 2000s buckshot? That doesn't even make any sense.
I can't remember the last time I talked about buckshot, so I think I'll
well,
be
that's
safe.
That's a fucking problem.
I think I'll be safe taking that out of my lexicon or whatever.
What do you do? Shoot fucking flower petals?
Yeah.
Glitter?
Yes. Glitter bombs. I was thinking about getting a paintball gun. Just driving around shooting stuff up. I don't know. I've never had one before. I've never even shot a paintball gun.
Yeah, don't get one unless you're going to get your kids one.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. If I got one, I'd buy one for each of my kids too.
Oh, you know what you should do is you buy a paintball gun and then give your kids your pickleball paddles and then just go out into the woods and tell them to defend themselves.
I'd probably still get my ass kicked. I'm trying to convince my son to be a horse with me for Halloween. Like get that horse costume where there's one guy in the front and one guy in the back, you know?
Where
what?
Where would you wear it?
When we go trick-or-treating.
How old are your kids, man?
32. I don't understand what is that? You don't.
How old are your kids, man?
My son's 16 and my daughter's 18. You don't think free candy is good when you're 16 and 18 and 44?
No, I'm 44. I don't. Sugar is one of the most.
Right. I'm going to ask for heroin.
No, I think that you taking your kids out trick-or-treating at 16 and 18 years old, there's something wrong with it for sure.
Why?
There's something wrong with it on several levels.
What? Name five.
Okay. The first one is that if your kids at 16 and 18 still want to trick-or-treat with you,
yeah,
they aren't developing properly. Like, they should be out stealing candy.
They should be out stealing bikes.
They should want to be anywhere but with you.
That's not true.
No, it is.
No, I'm a cool guy.
No, you're not. I've talked to you a lot.
Like, anyways, they're
only doing it to placate you.
Uh-uh.
Or they are. Hold on. When they breathe, is their mouth open?
Yes. I can tell they're breathing from a mile away.
Second question. Do you let them cook your pizza for you?
Yes. We have a special pizza oven in the bathroom.
We keep our pizzazz in the bathtub.
I've been trying to convince my son to do that for years. I've always thought that those horse costumes are funny. And nobody else agrees with me. It's just me. I'm the only one that thinks that.
I don't think you've thought it through.
What?
Are you going to be the front or the back?
The front.
Duh.
I'm not being the horse's ass and putting my face in my kid's ass.
I want my kid's face in my ass.
Right.
I'm the dad.
I'm right. I don't even eat beans, but we're having fucking beans for dinner that night.
No, I want you to think about what you're asking him to do.
Yeah.
For your amusement.
Yes.
I want you to walk around bent over at a 90 degree angle for 2 hours. Doesn't that sound like fun? With your head up my ass.
This, you're making it sound better than it actually might be. This is amazing. You're going to get scoliosis from this, and you're going to get farts in your face. It's all for my amusement. This sounds awesome.
Here's what I think you should do, just as a joke.
All right.
I think that you should go ahead and order the horse costume, like the cheapest one you can find.
Yeah.
And then tell him that you guys are getting ready to go out trick-or-treating or whatever, and you're going to go say, I got a surprise. And then you come out holding the horse costume and wearing a thong.
It's hot out, so I got to wear this thong in there. That would be pretty funny. I have no idea why I have this weird thing. Like, I've always thought that my first thought about Halloween is those horse costumes are hilarious. I have no idea where that came from or why I think that. It's just the idea of two guys dressed up as a horse makes me laugh. It's because I'm simple, but I don't know.
Again, I just don't think that you have thought through what you're asking him to do.
It doesn't matter. He won't do it anyway. So
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. You got to go to work?
Yeah. Bye.